Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samach Gimel Masechet Shabbos, a milestone, 125th daf in Shas. We're 7 lines in from the top of the Gemara with a new Mishnah. The Mishnah had been discussing, the Perek had begun, Bameh Isha Yotza, what a woman can go out with, and we discussed many of the halachas, what a woman can go out with. Then we began discussing the halachos in regards to men, what a man can go out with. In both of those first two Mishnais, we're discussing instances where a man in the second Mishnah, a woman in the first Mishnah, would not be chayiv echatas. Next, we had on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, a woman going out with those things that would constitute an Isur Doraisa. That would be Chiyuv Chatas. And now we begin cases where a man would go out and also be Chayiv Chatas. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yetzei Ish Lo V'Saif, a man may not go out, neither with a sword, Lo V'Keshes, not with a bow for a bow and arrow, Lo V'Tris is a shield, V'Lo V'Alva, Allah is translated as a buckler, best described as a club with a round ball at its tip, not something you want banging into, V'Lo V'Romach, nor with a spear, vimyatza, but if he goes out with all these, chayv chatas, then he is chayv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer amitachshit in heimlo. Rabbi Eliezer says all the above cases are adornments for him. They're ornaments. Men like to look tough. So for that reason, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's an ornament. The Chacham marmim einot ela glignai. The Chacham say it is a disgrace. Shenemar, oh, the pasuk in Yeshayo, the famous, beautiful pasuk, v'chitzu charvosam, there will come a time that they will beat their swords, l'itim, into plowshares, v'chanisoseim, l'mazmeros, and their spears into pruning hooks, lo yisagoyach goycherev, lo yilmeduad milchama. That there will no longer be any war. So we see from the opinion of the Chachamim that there's nothing to boast from when one needs to carry ammunition, and therefore, for that reason, it's not considered adornment. The Mishnah continues, Biris Tahora, a garter that is used to hold up another garment, so that is Tahor. In other words, it doesn't count as a Kli V'yotzim of a Shabbos, and he could walk out with it in Shabbos, or a woman could walk out with Shabbos. Kvalim, ankle chains, Tmeim, those kinds Traktuma, Ven Yotzim and Meshavis, you can't go out with them on Shabbos. The Gemara begins immediately jumping to the club case. My Ba'ala, what exactly is Ba'ala? So Gemara answers, Kulfa. As we mentioned before, that, and here you have it on the side of your Gemara, that it is a club with a round top, and on the side, in my edition, it's on the left side. They write by Kulfa as Perish Shevet Shemakimbo Verosho Av, a club that's used and its top is thick. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Tachshit Neinlo, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that one is allowed to go out of these things because at the end of the day it shows that the guy is macho. Tanya Amar Ela Rabbi Eliezer, Chimi Achad Tachshit Nein. They responded, like we mentioned from the pasuk in Yeshayo, if it's going to be batel in Mos HaMashiach, then that seems to indicate that they're not something that's a real tashit. So why will it be batel? It's no longer a tashit when you don't need it. When you need it, it's a tashit. Lasa lava, you're not going to need it. It's going to be superfluous. It'll look ridiculous. But now it does look ridiculous, and now it shows that the guy's a man. Shinemar lo yisagoyel goycherev, there will no longer be any purpose for it. V'tihavi lino ba'alma. Maybe they will even in the future use it for noi. Amar Abai midi dahavi ashirga v'tihara. He says Abai responds, it becomes like to a candle during the afternoon. Shraga or shirga is a candle, best shraga, to describe it as shraga. Tiara is the time where the sky is pure in the afternoon. At that time, you don't need a candle, and a candle is looked at as cumbersome and as not being of any significance. The same thing, as we mentioned earlier, lasid lavo, that's what weapons will be looked like. Upligi de Shmuel, And one could argue, says the Gemara, that this goes against Shmuel's approach. Damar Shmuel, and this is codified by the Rambam as well in Hilchos Malachim. Ein bein olam azel mosam shiach el shibu golias bilvad. The only distinction that there will be between nowadays and days of Mashiach is that we won't be enslaved to the other nation. Shenemar ki lo yechdal evyam mikerva aretz. The pasuk promises in Dvarim Tezvav that there will always be poor people, and Rashi says that this means that there will even be poor people in this world, and it must be that lasad lavo, there won't be shibud galus. That's the clear distinction. However, the previous opinion of Abaye that you won't need the weapons at all, but it does not mean that lasad lavo, there won't be any clay milchama. One could ask that if there is no shibud malchios, then maybe there is no need for kli milchama. The Gemara seems to be assuming that the two aren't necessarily dependent on each other, and there still would be kli milchama even if there would not be shibud malchios. Take a look at the Ben Yoyada, asks a similar but slightly different question. The Gemara continues. This is a proof for Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. All the prophecies are only in regards to Mashiach. There is no one who has begun to even see and understand, even through Nevuah, what Olam Haba is going to be. So the opinion that said that they're going to be batal in Mos HaMashiach, that things will really be changed, that fits in with the idea that all the beautiful nevuas apply to Mos HaMashiach. V'gadamri amr lo l'Rabbi Eliezer v'chim yachad tachshitin hein lo mipnei ma hein b'telin l'Mos HaMashiach. If they are tachshitin, so then why will it be batal? Tachshitin are a nice thing to have even in time Mos HaMashiach. Am lehen afli Mos HaMashiach hein b'telin. Even lost lava, they won't be bottled because of Shmuel Shita. Hainu the Shmuel. Shmuel Shita ain't bein ol mazel mas Mashiach al shibud golius bilvad. Upligid Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. And this is in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Amalei Abai le Rav Dimi. Va'amri le Rav Avya. Abai said to either Rav Dimi, some said Rav Avya, amalei le Rav Yosef le Rav Dimi. And some said it was Rav Yosef said to Rav Dimi, va'amalei le Rav Avya. Va'amri lo Abai le Rav Yosef. And some say Abai said to Rav Yosef. A lot of confusion of which Amora said to. My time of the Rabbi Lazar, what is the reason Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing this armor? Damer tachshit in hinlo. It is a tachshit, tachsiv, as the Pasuk says in Tilim, chagor achar b'chal yodcha, gibor hotcha, v'hadorecha. The sword on the loins is a sign of hod and beauty. So we see that a sword can be a sign of hod and hadar. Rav Kahana, l'mar b'rei d'Ravina. Hai b'divrei Torah, it's not talking about the sword, the physical sword, it's the words of Torah. Your words of Torah, where you fight the Melchamta Shel Torah with sincerity, that's your beauty. Amalei, but he said to him, Ein mikri yotzim de pshuto. It might refer to divrei Torah, but there's also a pshat level, and the pshat is that the sword is an ornament. Amar Rav Kahana, kadavina bar timnisri shnin. When I was 18 years old, and I had already finished all Shas, and I never knew this idea that a pasuk is not supposed to be taken out from its pashup shat until now. In other words, this rule Rav Kahana had never picked up. Asks the Gemara, my kamashlan, why was Rav Kahana telling us this? First, he should learn all of Shas, and even if he misses something basic, like Ein Mikri Yotzim De Pshuto, in terms of the Svara, that's okay, because afterwards, he should give the Svara. This is a strong selling point, that young children should first gather up a lot of Yedias, and then the Rabbeim should teach them to think. Rav Shechter once told us, when he came to Netiv Aryeh, that even the number ben Chamesh Asrei LeTalmud is not a coincidence that Rabbi Parnas told him that when he taught 9th and 10th grade, the boys were relatively on the same par. And then, when they passed the age of 15, going into their 16th year, then there were some boys that showed tremendous adeptness in Gemara. And it's not a coincidence that Chazal described the age of 15 as a time of Talmud. If one expects children to perform in Gemara below that age, it's usually premature. I back up what Rosh Hechter said based on what neuroscientists say, lahavdil, and that is that the human brain only begins to really to finish developing in the early 20s, and it could very well be that the koach of Talmud, of Dimyon, which we need to do Medame Milsa Lemilsa, and Dafyomi doesn't do enough of that. I, who am falling in love with the Dafyomi and enjoying every moment of it, nevertheless, this is to add for our Bikius, but one still needs a Seder Iyun for it. For those of you who haven't turned it off now to go learn Iyun, we now continue on with the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara continues Simon Zarus, 30 lines in. To Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yerbiya, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Mechadnin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha, Two Talmidei Chacham that sharpen themselves L'Halacha. Rashi explains that their goal in questioning each other is not to show that one of them is smarter, but rather to help sharpen the other one. Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lem causes them to be successful. And the reason why we're mentioning Rabbi Yirmiyah is because we're continuing on same pasuk in Tehillim Memhei that we had quoted before, Chagor Charbecha. That the pasuk also says, Vahadarcha Tzlach. The pasuk before had described the Chagor Charbecha as Hotcha Vahadarcha. The next pasuk says, Hadarcha Tzlach, that you're Hadar will be successful. But Chazal Darshan, Altikri va'adorcha ela v'chadodcha, that in sharpening, v'lo od ela she'olun l'gedula, if they sharpen each other, they'll rise to greatness. Shenemar, as the pasuk continues to say, Tzlach rechav al dvar emes, that you will rise up. Yochav fil shloshma, what happens if they did shloshma? Tamalomar al dvar emes. Only if it's Dvar Emes. Yachlem Hegis Daito. What if he becomes a Balgaiva? Bad one. Tamalomar Va'anova Tzedek. Only if he's a Anova will he be Zoche to that Dargav Tzedek. V'mosekein Zoche in the Torah. If you're Mechadet, your friend, with humility, you'll be Zoche to Torah Shnitim B'Yamin, which was given on the right. V'soras Chaniro Noraos Yiminecha. And V'torcha Noraos Yiminecha. And that refers to Torah. Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Zochel and Dvarim Shenemra Biyamina Shel Torah. He will be Zochel to things. Be Zochel to things of the right of Torah. What are that? Amar Rava bar Rav Shilav Armel Amar Yosef Bachamar Rav Sheshes Maidich Siv Orech Yomim Biyamina, that the length of days are in the right. Bismol Osher Vekavod El Biyamina Orech Yom Ika Osher Vekavod Leka. There is length of days on the right, but not wealth. Ela mi lemiyayim minim ba orech yamim. Only to those who use their right hand, Rashi explains, to sift through their actions with the deep attention and deep focus. Orech yam ika v'kol shkein osha v'kavod. Lemasmilim, but those who do it like a left hand, they don't put enough effort to it. Osha v'kavod ika, they have wealth, but orech yam leka, they won't have the length of days. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Hanochin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim that they direct each other in Halacha by asking back and forth, says Rashi, but in a pleasant way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then listens to them. Shneimar Oznin Dabri Re Hashem. Ein Dibur Ela Nachas. Shneimar Yad Ber Abim Tachteinu. Mai Ulecho Shvei Shemo. The pasuk concludes. Oz nedabri yirei Hashem ishurei eyu. The pasuk in Malachi vayakshav Hashem vayishma vayikosav sefer zikron lefanov liyirei Hashem ulechoshvei shemo. Amar Rabbi Ami afilu chishev lasus mitzvah venenis. Even if he thought to do a mitzvah and he became an onus, malo akosav kilu asaho. The Torah considers it as if he has done it. This is a very important gemara which is found also. It appears also in Brachos Davav Amid Aleph as well as Kedushin on Mem Amid Aleph that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers a Machshava Tova as if we had done it. The Gemara in Kedushin also then adds on Daf Mem Amid Aleph that but when it comes to a Machshava Ra'a, if a person had a negative Machshava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not consider as if we did it. Amar Chinen Bar Yidi Kol Oisa Mitzvah Kama Amora. If someone does a mitzvah the way God commanded him to do it, He will not get bad news. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Those who keep a mitzvah won't know of bad. Amar Vasi Yitem Rabbi Chanina. Fila Kadosh Baruch Hu goes exeru hu mivatal. Even if Kadosh Baruch Hu had already decreed a bad decree, he would mivatal it. Shnemar, also as the pasuk in Koheles describes, beforehand, before the previous pasuk, Basher Dvar Melech Shulton, umi yomer lo matasah. Right afterwards, it quotes the pasuk Shom Mitzvah Yedo Davara. Even if there was a Dvar HaMelech, there was already a command from the king. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lachi, Shnei Tamei Yecham Makshivim Zeh Lezeh Ba'alacha. Two Tamei Yecham that listen to each other. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomei Alekol, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to their cry. Shneimar, as the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Hayoshevis Beganim Chavirim Makshivim Lekolech Hashmieni. So this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to them. V'im'ein osin kein garmin l'shchino shemistalekis b'Yisrael. If they don't listen to each other, then it causes the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shneimar brach dodi. The pasuk describes in Shir HaShirim that the beloved runs away. Udimei. Amar Rabbi Amar Rabbi Shimon Lachi, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Hamadgilim Zel Zeh Bahalacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim that they bring each other together to learn Bahalacha. Rashi adds because they don't have a Rebbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ovan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Shenemar, as the same Pasuk Shir HaShirim says, V'diglu Olai Ava. Amar Rava V'huti Yadu Tzursa D'Shmaitza. They still need, they can't learn on their own unless they understand the Shorish Hadavar. And also if there isn't a Rebbe who's greater than them in the area to learn from, they should only get together to learn together if there isn't a Rebbe to learn from. I'm Rabbi Abba Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Another teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that Rabbi Abba recorded. God Amalva Yosem Min Ha'Oseh Tzedakah. Greater someone who lends money than one who gives tzedakah. Umatil Bekis Yosem Mikula. And the greatest is someone who gives money to a poor person to invest. Am Rabbi Abba Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakshim Tam Chacham Noikim V'Noiter Kinochash. V'Tam Chacham takes revenge like a snake. Chagrei Amasnecha. Then tie him up to your belt. He's a someone that you could learn from. However, if he's not a Nokam and Noter, Imam Aretzu Chassid Altidar Bishchuna So. But if he's an Am Aretz, even if he comes across as a Chassid, you shouldn't live in his neighborhood. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Shimon Lakish, Amar Lamar Vasi, Amar Ish Lakish. Before we go on in the Gemara, we should just add in the previous Gemara that Rashi says that the reason why you shouldn't learn, live in the same neighborhood, is that you will still learn from his bad actions, even if he's a chassid. So, we now have Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Abba from Rish Lakish. Kol megadel kelev rabbi soch beso, whoever raises a wild dog in his house. Moneh chesed mitoch beso, causes chesed to be removed, and holds back chesed from his house. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, l'mas mere'eu chesed. Rashi explains, l'mas here means to hold back from his friend the chesed, and the Gemara analyzes, she came to Lashon Yavanis Karan Lekelev Lamas, that in Greek, a kelev is called Lamas, so someone who raises a kelev, so then he's also holding back chesed from his house. Nachmar Yitzhak Lamarav Parik Men Yerushimayim, he's causing Yerushimayim to disappear. Shenemar V'Yirashaka Yazov. The Pasuk says, in the next part, this pasuk was from Eov. The second half says, and the Yira of Hashem will leave him. The Gemara continues with another story. Ahi Issa the Ail Lahu Besa Lemefa. There was a woman that had gone to someone's house in order to bake bread. Navach ba kalba. A dog bit her. Isakir Vlada. And caused her to have a miscarriage. Amr la Mara de Besa, the master of the house, said to her to calm her down, Lotitchali, do not be afraid, Dishkili Nive Vishulin Tarfe, that his teeth have been removed, as well as his nails. You don't have to be afraid of them.
Amalei, the woman said to her, she called Tivusech v'shadi ichsrei. Take your favor and put it on the thorns. I have nothing to be thankful for you for. Kvar nod v'lod. It's already too late. The child, unfortunately, was miscarried. Gemara continues 8 lines from the top. Amar Rav Huna, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Yisma, when it says, Samach bachur b'yaldusecha, v'yetivcha libcha, b'mei bachrusecha, v'aleich b'darche libcha, uv'mari einecha, v'da, ki al kol elu yiviyacho elokim b'mishpat. The opening part of the pasuk describes in Koheles that a bachur should rejoice in all the good things that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given him. And then the end of the pasuk seems to be on a very, very different note. There the pasuk concludes and says, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings is to judgment. Says the Gemara, Ad kan divrei yetzahara. Mikan ve'elech divrei yetzatov. The opening part of the pasuk is talking about the yetzahara. That the yetzahara is telling him life's great. Nothing to worry about. Don't have any concerns. Do whatever you want. And the Sefer of the Pasuk is saying, is referring to Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is Yivyecha Lukim Bamishpat. Reish Lakish Amar Adkan, Divrei Torah Mekan Ve'elech Lamaisim Tovim. Reish Lakish suggests that the second part of the Pasuk is for Maisim Tovim, that a person Chas V'Chalil will have to give the Din V'Cheshbon if they don't do Maisim Tovim. And the opening part is about learning B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav and with Havanas Halev. And if that learning is not carried through with Maisim Tovim, so then, in the end, he will have to give the Mishpat. The Gemara now begins a new topic. The Mishnah had spoken about Biris, that it is a Kli that is Tahar. A Biris, something like an ankle bracelet that is there, particularly that women wear on top of their socks, in order to prevent the socks from falling down and having their sneus compromised. Amar Rav Yehuda, biris zu etzada. Rav Yehuda said it is this ankle bracelet or some type of tzmid, a bracelet. Masav Rav Yosef asked, biris tahora v'yotze baba Shabbos. How could it be that you're saying it's some type of bracelet? We learn in our Mishnah it's tahor v'ilu etzada tmeyahi, but a normal bracelet would be tmeya. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Biris Tachas Etzada Omedes. A Biris is something that stands on top of the garments. Both, there were times on top, on the arm, it was there to, on top of the sleeve, to make sure the sleeve does not go up. So too, on the leg, it was also there as well. So that's what the Gemara means when it says Tachas Etzada Omedes. It serves the purpose just like a bracelet on the arm that's not mekabel tuma, if it's just there to be a kli to support the rest of the clothing, and therefore it's neither lanoi nor is it considered a masoi. Yosef Rav and Rav Huna kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav and Rav Huna was sitting in front of Yirmiyah. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah would come in namnim. Rabbi Yirmiyah was falling asleep. Yosef Rav and Vekamar. Biris ba'achas kvalim b'shtayim. That biris is an expression when it's put on one of the legs, and kvalim is put on both of them. Tosas and many of the Rishonim are bothered. What then is the difference between biris and the kvalim? That when it comes to kvalim, it's a mekabel tumah and ein yotzim ben b'shabbos. If the only difference between them is the expression, so then they're the same item, how could the halacha be different? Tosa suggests that the difference is that if a person is wearing only one of them, one of these ankle bracelets, then it's not lanoi, and they're therefore not likely to show it off to their friends. If they're wearing both of them, then it's symmetrical, and then it could also be lanoi. According to Tosas, one has to learn that, as Tosas points out, that the garments will not fall down if she removed them for a short period of time. Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Huna disagreed back into the Gemara. Eilu ve'eilu b'shtayim. Both of them are two. Umatilin shel sheles beinehem venasu kivalim.
If you put a chain between them, then it changes from the identity of an etzada of a biris into a kivalim. The Gemara will explain what the shel sheles does momentarily. Sheboy mashvile mona. And if you're going to suggest that this explanation works according to how do we know that when it comes to metal kelim, like a bell and other things, a bell that's hanging around the animal, for example, that they become the lashon of davar comes to include something that also does dibur and makes noise. There you need it for its sound and it does something. So then it's considered a kli. What type of maisa is now being done? If we're going to say that the biris doesn't do a maisa, the fact that there is a chain, which we haven't explained yet what it does, how does the kevalim with the chain change it? Answers the Gemara, hachanami kavim maisa. This one also does a maisa. Da'ama rabba barachanam rabbi yochan, mishpacha achas haisa b'Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim, shayi osehen gasos. They used to take large steps. Vayi b'sul osehen noshros. And it caused the girls besulim to fall away because they took large steps. Asal and kevalim, so they made from these kevalim that attached the two sides of the ankle bracelet. V'yatil shalshalas b'neim, and they put a chain between them. Shlo yupsu asein gasos, v'lo ha yupsu asein noshros, and it would cause that they wouldn't take too large of steps, and this way their virginity would not be lost. The Gemara says that this had been told in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu when he was sleeping. Yisarbu Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amelu Yasher, and he approved of this pshat. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan himself had taught. Yes, Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Minlayin la'arik koshu. How do we know that someone who weaves a little bit? How do we know it's tame, even the smallest amount? It says the Gemara, mitzitz. We learn it out from the tzitz. The tzitz was a small thing, and yet it's counted as one of the tachshitim of the coin. Was the tzitz woven? Didn't we learn? This we mentioned earlier in our Masechta when talking about the frontlet that people wore. It's found primarily as well in Sukkah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Tzitz kimintes shel zav. It was like a plate of gold. V'rochav shtei etzpos, and it was two etzpos wide. U'mukif me'ozen lozen, and it traversed from one ear to the next. V'kosav alav b'beis sheet, and it was written on two lines. Yud hei l'mala. V'kodesh lamid l'mata. Vam Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yossi recorded a little differently. Ani Reisa B'Yeromi, Ksiv Kodesh Hashem Mishita Achas. It was written in Kodesh Hashem in one line. Kisalik Rav Dimi L'Naharda. When Rav Dimi went up to Naharda, then he was moda that he had made a mistake. Shalch Luhu, he sent them, Dvam Shemata Chemtaos Hem B'Yadi. What I had told you was a mistake that I learned out from Tzit, the halacha in regards to woven things. To suggest that the tzitz was woven is incorrect. Rather, kach amru m'shem Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, minayin l'tachshit koshu, shu tamei mitzitz. We learn the smallest tamei object could become tamei, as long as it serves the function of tzitz, even though it was very small, two etzpos going from ear to ear. U'minayin la'arig koshu, shu tamei me'obeged. That the Torah says, in regards to tumah, O beged, o sak, o kokli ashiyasam ba'lacha bohem, b'mayim yuva v'tameh ara arav v'toher, that we see that a beged, simply as it serves the purpose, will contract toma. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Gimel, and we now go on, Be'ezer Hashem, to the halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Gimel is a fascinating one, and that is the halacha of a soldier going out in a Rishus HaRabim carrying a gun in an instance where there isn't a fear of pikuach nefesh. For those of you who are listening in Chutz Laretz, many of you, Baruch Hashem, mezocha to come to Artzeinu HaKadosha many times, but nevertheless, the notion of life with a gun, as if it is a standard part of one's dress, is something that's difficult to adjust to. In fact, that perception at first glance seems to be the position of the Mishnah as well, according to the Chachamim. And that's the ruling in Shulchan Aruch. Let's remind ourselves, the Mishnah Samach Gimel Amid Aleph had told us, Lotz Yetze Yish Lo Besayiv, Lo Bekeshes, Lo Betris, Lo Be'alav, Lo Beromach. All of these things are military equipment, if you will. Vim Yotze Chayiv Chatos. Why? Because it's a masui. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tachshit in Hain. Rabbi Eliezer says, we view it as a Tachshit. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Marim Eino Elo L'Gnai. It's not something that a person should show off. It's not something that makes a person look more beautiful. And this is how we paskin. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Lo Yisa Goy Al Goy Cherev. We don't take pride, unlike many of those in Gaza and in the West Bank and in other Middle Eastern countries and the Al-Qaeda terrorists in the world. Guns are not our pride. And it's not a tachshit. This position of the Chachamim is followed in Shulchan Aruch as well, where in Simen Shin Aleph Siv Zayin, the Mechaber quotes our Mishnah verbatim and concludes Vim Yotza Chayiv Chatas, as our Mishnah concludes as well. However, there are many who point out that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand that this halacha was said in regards to someone who is not a soldier, someone who wants to adorn himself. So for that individual, that's not a tachshit, that's a masui, even if he thinks dressing up as a warrior is something nice. But what happens if he's a soldier? And that's part of his dress. Take a listen over here to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, excuse me, in Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Nun Aleph. He starts predictably, Lo Yetze Yish Lo B'Saif Afil Chogur B'Masnov, V'Lo B'Keshes, etc., V'Lo B'Tris, etc., V'Lo B'Romach, Shenos Osem B'Tzad HaGuf, K'Derech Balei Mechama. Can't take out a sword and put it on the side like a warrior. V'im Yotze Chayiv Chatos. Here is the diuk. Shedvarim Eilu Einam Tachshitin Be'etzem Ela Balei Mechama. They are not a tachshit except for those who are actual soldiers. Sharei Hain Kibgadov. It's not a tachshit, but it becomes part of his clothing. Hence, many are medayik, that the Aruch HaShulchan over here seems to be saying that a gun is part of a soldier's begadim. This position is quoted by Rav Nevensal, along with opposing positions, but usually a far-out sheeter of Nevensal does not give credence to, and here he does not entirely reject it. In Simen Shin Aleph Siv Zayin in the Beitzchak Yikare, Rav Nevensal adds that this is on condition that the magazine has bullets in it, because otherwise it's a toy gun, and we don't believe that guns are a tachshit. But if he goes out the way a soldier normally goes out with his gun, and Rav Nevensal adds, even though a soldier here in Eretz Yisrael, according to the laws of the army, Tzahal, a soldier does not have to wear his gun with him, nevertheless, it is normal and is considered, according to lenient opinions, a beged, like the position here quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan. This is also the Pashas of the Chalkas Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Zayin. Nevertheless, even though Rav Nevensal himself says that there is room to this position, he concludes, V'yesh Osrim, there are some who prohibit. And it's interesting here that the source of the prohibitors is actually another contemporary posek, and that is Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita, and it's written in his svarim, in his son's svarim, and I heard it from his son, the Rav of Chalon. It is interesting that Chacham Avadia mentions the Aruch HaShulchan in a tshuva on a different topic, which is a fascinating topic in its own right, about taking a soldier, taking his gun in, with him into shul, that is also a shaila. In Chelek Hei Simen Yuches, he mentions the Aruch HaShulchan's position and says he's not sure that the Aruch HaShulchan is correct. But it seems to be, from hearing from his son, as well as his other son, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, in the Yalkut Yosef, it seems to be quite clear that they feel strongly that this heter would not apply. The reason being, it seems to be quite clear as well on the other side, and that is that the Mishnah expressly prohibits, the Aruch HaShulchan came along and introduced a new concept that is not clear from our Gemara itself. It is interesting to note that Rav Nevensal, even though in the B'Yitzchak Yikare quotes both opinions, when I was zoche to learn from him this halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the 15 minutes I have a day, it was a couple of years ago that we were doing Simin Shin Aleph, I have jotted down in my notes that he said expressly, as he reads the Shulchan Aruch, he makes quick ha'aras, and I tried to keep up by jotting them down. The words were, Magain l'chayal, a bulletproof vest, for example, for a soldier, derech malbush. That, for sure, is derech malbush. So Rav Nevensal did not discuss at that time a gun, but he said a bulletproof vest is clearly derech malbush. For an average person, a bulletproof vest would not be considered derech malbush. However, the understanding is that the malbush of a soldier is different. Hence, there were two different opinions in regards to whether a gun is considered also the malbush of a soldier who is on duty. Of course, it cannot be overemphasized that all of these discussions were only in instances where there wasn't a clear fear of pikuach nefesh. However, if there's any fear of chas v'chalil, a terrorist attack, or any other security measures that are legitimate and are significant, then of course it would be a mitzvah for a soldier to carry his weaponry, as we call it here, his neshek. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Samach Gimel.